Well, Nintendo put out a very mysterious video today, an animated short featuring this baby and some mysterious things happening with a baby. And we're here to talk about what we think this might
be for. The heck
is this? Yeah.
This was one of those things where I woke up, I looked at my phone. Again, I have the Nintendo Today widget. And I was like, whoa.
Is this going to change
my day? What is this? I click on it and I'm like, it is too early for me to think about this. I'm going to go take a shower and come back and try and figure out what the heck this is.
Yeah, I looked at it and at first I looked very closely because I was like, wait, is this the official Nintendo account?
Yeah.
Or is this something else that's going on?
Have they
been hacked? No, but it is always fun, I guess, when something like this happens so we can all kind of speculate. And, you know, Nintendo doesn't do teasers very often. So it's always fun to speculate and kind of play the detective a little
right,
bit.
Right, right. So some of the key points of information is called Close to Me. They're using that name globally on all of the different channels. And something that's interesting is even if you're watching it on YouTube, you know, you can click through to read the description, and oftentimes I'll have a very long description with links and all this other stuff. There's nothing.
No description
at all.
Just says
Close to Me.
Yes.
So that does indicate that this is some sort of a teaser that's building to something, because it's very similar to what they did with the Emio campaign of who is Emio? And that's all there was. And that was, you know, a couple days of, I think it was about a week of people questioning what that could be, what it is, before they finally revealed it.
Yeah.
One other interesting detail that we noted is on YouTube specifically, people may not know this, we know this because we make videos. YouTube always asks you, is this video intended for kids?
Right.
And you can click yes or no. If you click yes, it is, that disables comments. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened here. There are no comments allowed on this video. And it also allows the video to eventually get fed into the separate YouTube Kids ecosystem, which is where you can just rack up crazy views of kids just watching stuff again and again and again.
Yeah, yeah.
So, interesting way that they have approached this.
Yeah. So, these are the sort of breadcrumbs that we have just based on what they shared today. And, of course, we don't expect confirmation immediately. But we do have some speculation around what we think this potentially might be. And, you know, one of the things...
Three choices here.
There's three choices. Three
viable options.
Choose your adventure paths.
And I think at the end we'll say what we think is...
The most likely of these
options, yes.
So the first option is potentially this could be related to the upcoming Super Mario Galaxy movie, which was officially revealed in the September Nintendo Direct. And there's been some speculation and comparisons that people have made, and I've definitely seen it myself. That was my first initial instinct.
This was your first takeaway?
Yes.
Really? Interesting.
Because the baby has a
The baby!
Wow. You know, it's like Sam is all over again. Has kind of a resemblance to baby Rosalina a little bit.
Is very well laid out by our pal Hungrybox.
Yes, Hungrybox did the yeoman's work, as Reggie would say.
In his mind, put the pieces together, comparing. You know, we do have a baby Rosalina,
have
seen baby Rosalina in games. There is, I agree that there is some
resemblance. Yeah, a hairstyle resemblance. Baby is also wearing the blue outfit. The blue onesie.
The colors
Rosalina's
match up.
Yeah. Colorway.
Okay.
So, you know, there's some resemblance there. You know, we were thinking about how Nintendo typically doesn't do a lot of teasers, with the exception of Emio, which was a very different kind of project for them. But this could be driven by Illumination. Like, they could have been like, oh, you know, this is the kind of campaign that we would like to run. And Nintendo is very open to ideas, you know, especially around the movie, taking the lead from Illumination, which could explain why they're doing a more like teaser approach, which is a bit unlike Nintendo and something they don't typically do for games.
Yeah.
So let's
drag this option out a little bit more. And something we had been talking about leading up to the reveal of this new movie is kind of the way that they approach the promotion for the first movie.
Right.
Where they had the first trailer reveal at New York Comic Con.
Yes.
When is New York Comic Con this year? It's later this week.
It is. It starts on October 9th.
Right. And we don't know. I mean, last time they did a couple days of pre-promotion of like, oh, we're going to be revealing this. We're going to have this big panel. They haven't. There's been nothing about that. We don't know what kind of presence they may or may not have.
Right.
But very interesting
the timing of this.
Right. So, you know, you could imagine a scenario where today, okay, we have this teaser, and then, I don't know, Friday or something, they have some big reveal.
Yeah.
It's focused on Rosalina. We find out who the actress behind the Rosalina voice is. They make it all about that, and
you get a bigger
view into this world of this new Mario Galaxy movie.
Because we don't know much about it. We just saw like the fly into the galaxy in the title.
Right.
We haven't seen any glimpses of Rosalina. And the other thing is that the animation style does look pretty similar to.
Yes.
The Mario movie.
It's very high end, very well done. And people are saying, oh, well, this could be Nintendo Pictures, which is the new kind of subsidiary that they have that's focused on animation. Yes, it certainly could be.
Yeah.
We can't rule that out. But yeah, I think this is a very viable possibility.
Yeah.
It's not actually where my mind went first, though.
Oh, really? Okay.
I saw a lot of people talking about Pikmin.
Yes.
Which is interesting. And I think maybe we should talk about the potential of Pikmin integration into a Mario movie teaser, which there was a... Listen, when Miyamoto's involved, there's going to be a Pikmin.
There's going to be a Pikmin.
Here or there.
He has the love... The forever devotion.
The desire to push Pikmin at all times is always within that man. Yes. We did a whole podcast about that.
He's got like a Pikmin-shaped heart.
Yes. He did. So, you know, people have debated like, oh, could it be a Pikmin game or a Pikmin thing? It's very possible that it could just be like a Pikmin Easter egg in a Mario movie thing. And that happened. There were plenty of those in the first Mario movie as well.
And other, you know, Pikmin teasers have shown up in other Universal, you know, properties like the Super Nintendo World stuff.
Right, that man is going to push Pikmin any chance he gets.
He definitely will.
Yes,
it's his first and true love. And I think that what's interesting is, you know, there has been this speculation around Pikmin because of the little mysterious objects moving around.
Right.
But also, there's a bit of a musical cue as well.
So let's talk more about the second possibility of this being some sort of a tease for a new Pikmin game.
Mm.
So, yes, the music, people have pointed out.
Yep.
People have been like freeze frame, like people do all sorts of crazy stuff with it.
People have a
freeze
lot of time
frame,
in their
and they say like, "Oh, I think I saw like a tiny red Pikmin in one of the frames." Actually, when the things are moving around,
it's hard to see.
It seems to be invisible. Could it be teasing a new Pikmin whose ability is to turn
invisible? Right. Could be.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And they're even pointing out like the color of the blocks corresponds to the color of different Pikmin.
Oh.
That we know of.
Colors.
Very interesting stuff. Why would Nintendo release such a high-end CG trailer for a Pikmin game?
Yeah.
I mean, you could just argue, like, just drop the trailer.
Right.
Like, people are going to go crazy. It's going to be huge. Why would you need to do this? And again, I think it all goes back to, Miyamoto...
He might just want to do it.
...is the guy who's always got big ideas around Pikmin, and he's always thinking, like, well, what can we do to make Pikmin bigger? Maybe in his mind, this was like, all right, Nintendo Pictures, you're going to do this for me. This is going to be our grand strategy to push Pikmin to this new stratosphere of popularity.
Maybe, yeah.
I can't rule it out.
Yeah, because it's such a Miyamoto-driven thing, Pikmin...
Right.
You just can't roll out any sort of big idea.
Right.
Like for you know, other games that are a bit more of a niche franchise, which is what Pikmin really is, Nintendo wouldn't go above and beyond to promote it. But for Pikmin, because it's so closely tied to Miyamoto, definitely possible.
And he was also the mastermind of those Pikmin short films that came out, you know, over a decade
ago. Those are really high-end too, actually.
And those have done... numbers on YouTube, because again, those got fed into the YouTube
kids. And those
kids.
Were marked made for kids.
Exactly. So he might be thinking like, okay, well, those were so popular. Let's, again, try and apply that formula to a new game and make it bigger. Those were really his foray into like movie making.
That's true.
That was something that he did as sort of a lead into that. I remember we were on a press tour with him for the Year of Luigi.
Yes.
And he seemed a little bit bored with the content of the Year of Luigi. So like in between meetings, he was like, let me show you this. Let me show you this thing I got going on.
He was actually excited.
And he showed us
about
these short movies. Like, okay, well, this is cool. But like, why? And he was like, oh yeah, I'm studying up.
Yeah.
I'm learning this new thing.
We got big plans.
This is my new interest
we got big
now. Like 3D animation.
Yes.
So yeah, I think this is a very viable possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Mario one is very viable as well.
Yeah.
So the third possibility, it could be a couple things. Like it's just some sort of new standalone project that is not related to the Mario movie, not related to a Pikmin game. It could be, what if this was a short film that ran like Pixar does, made by Illumination, or it could be Nintendo Pictures, honestly, runs ahead of the Mario Galaxy movie.
They do that.
And it's just like, this is just what it is.
Right. And it, you know, Nintendo has been really focused on the kid audience, a very young kid audience lately. They just announced all those new toys, those little baby blocks, the baby books, all that stuff, the baby stuff. So maybe this is another angle into that strategy. And then again, that explains why it's marked for kids, why it, you know, is a bit different looking. I think perhaps they're thinking of new ideas to reach that audience, which we made a video before about how important it is to reach that audience and how it's different now. The audience is not really engaging with games the same way. So this could be something that's totally different, totally just meant for a different audience, and they're using a new strategy for it.
It could be, you know, the start of a new series of shorts that they're going to be rolling out. The thing that kind of throws me off in this case is I could see Nintendo doing that, but the complete omission of visible Nintendo IP is maybe a bit too much of a stretch right now for them to just be like, well, we're just doing general entertainment. It's a baby with some blocks and, you know,
some mysterious
force. Yeah. Or something. It's like, what? I mean, I think that's a bit of a leap to expect people to make. Just like at the end, there's the Nintendo logo of like, well, what's the connection of Nintendo to this? Yeah. They may not understand it. Or it could just be a continuation of the Pikmin shorts. And who knows, maybe this is like part one of three. And like the next one is like, oh, the Pikmin reveals itself. And, you know, that's all it is.
Yeah.
So I think there's all these possibilities that are out there.
It's fun to speculate.
But what's the one that you are most bought into here?
I think it's something to do with the Galaxy movie. That's the one that I'm bought into the most. It looks too similar to Illumination's animation style.
Right.
The timing is too perfect with New York Comic Con. And also, you know, now that they've officially announced the movie, they can do some of these fun things. And it just feels like something that is driven by an outside force. Like, Nintendo doesn't typically do campaigns like this. So I just feel like it's like Illumination pushing them to do something different, try something fun for the movie, and Nintendo's letting them take the lead. Close to me title or caption or whatever being in English across the board, across all of Nintendo's social channels, even on the Japan accounts, also indicates to me that it's something driven out of, you know, the Americas, perhaps. What I think.
I'm upset you didn't suggest a fourth option, which is a new Geist game. Remember Geist?
Oh, my gosh.
Where you inspirit things. Now you're inspiriting a baby's pacifier.
I was like, is this some sort of, is this going to take a spooky twist?
No, Geist.
It's like Halloween or
Geist
something?
Geist is back in a new quadruple A, $500 million game for the Switch 2.
Let's do it.
So I was initially drawn towards the Pikmin option, and I really talked myself into this, oh, there's going to be an invisible Pikmin, and that's going to be some new thing.
The invisible Pikmin, okay.
And again, knowing the backstory with Miyamoto.
Yeah.
But the more I saw people talking about the Mario movie angle, and, you know, this tweet from Hungrybox, I thought was very persuasive.
Yeah, and the proximity to New York Comic Con.
That as well.
Yeah.
And then I am now more on board with that. If it ends up being Pikmin, I'm still going to say I was right. But now I've got my bets covered here.
All of them.
No matter what happens, I was right.
I was right all along. I picked all options.
Yes. I think it's too high-end a thing to be just
a random
standalone thing. I do think it has to be building up to something. And again, we saw this blueprint with Emio a couple years ago. So that's where my mind goes. But I think we're not going to be waiting
too long.
Too much longer to find out, which is exciting.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think? Who do you think is Nintendo's mysterious baby? We were joking around, though. This is like one of those like bad
Maury Povich
shows. You're not the father.
I didn't see a father in this video, okay?
We saw the mother.
We got to find out.
Well, maybe it's the mother. We don't know.
Still time to
not
find out.
Not confirmed.
We don't know anything.
We can do some paternity testing.
We don't know anything.
Mario's the father. Anyways, Tell us what you think of this mysterious video from Nintendo. What are your guesses? What are your hopes? Are you confused? Do you like this? I have a lot of questions all around. Okay, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye!